exciting. We've just arrived at the press tent.
Yeah, we've got loads of interviews lined up today. We've got The Regrets coming up soon, and we just actually saw them. We caught a little bit of them on stage, and they were insane.
Amazing.
And they're wearing really colourful outfits. Like, I'm kind of a little bit jealous of their style.
Yeah.
They're my style inspiration really right now. So we've got that. We've got the Wombats coming up. We're so excited for that.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
so
it's going to be great. And then Himalayas, Wild Front, Fizzy Blood. It's just going to be a really great day. Very packed. So we'll let you know how that goes.
Were The Regrets? I think our set just went great. I feel great about it. It was super fun.
And this is the first time you've ever played at Reading and Leeds?
Yep.
Have you played quite a few British festivals before?
No.
Never?
No, I think this is our first.
And how does it compare to the festivals over in the States?
It's better.
Really?
At least the catering is. Yeah, I mean, it is. And all around, I like it, I think, better. I just think that it's really big, but it doesn't feel too big, and there's also like rides, and there's just fun stuff. I don't know. It just feels, we haven't got to experience that much of it, but what we have, it's been super fun.
Yeah. And the catering, sorry.
No, I was just going to say that I would love to attend a festival like this.
Yeah.
Just
I wish we could stay longer.
You know, yeah. Not just an artist.
And the weather's so much better, so you can actually enjoy it.
Yes, right. Yeah. So you guys leaving quite soon then?
Yeah. Right now.
Right now?
Basically, yeah.
So where are you off to now?
Paris.
So whereabouts are you playing there?
At Rock and Zen, the festival there.
And what kind of venues do you like playing at?
All kinds. I really like when we play club shows. I also really like theaters. Like, I think really beautiful. I don't know, just because it's fun to like have something to look at and like look around. And
I like venues that don't have barriers. I feel like that's the main thing. If it doesn't, yeah. The audience can come pretty close. I feel like that enhances our energy and our connection with them, and everyone has more fun.
Yeah.
They do, we do too. That's my main criteria for a great venue.
Yeah. And you guys have been in other bands before this. How did The Regrets come about?
So, I don't remember.
What?
Janessa, our old drummer Max, and I were in a band, and we're playing some of Janessa's music. And we ended up playing a show with Lydia's band, and we all kind of like reconnected from the past of knowing each other when we met at a music school when we were much younger. And her drummer left, Lydia's drummer left her, and she was looking for some new people to play with. And since that we just had that moment where we reconnected as friends, she was like, oh, you guys are already so good together, like, can I hop in? And then we just, boom, merged.
And I love all your different styles as well. Do you feel like you've all got like a really unique style?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we all like the same stuff, but all Andrew. We also like particularly have our own thing, but I think we all still like a lot of same stuff.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of music can we expect coming up from you guys?
Great music. Best music yet.
Yeah.
A lot of it's super fun still, but it's just more mature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thanks so much for talking to you guys.
Thank you.
Good luck in Paris.
It'll
be great.
So
that was Frankie chatting to The Regrets, and now she's with Himalayas.
Have you got a lot of gigs coming up in the next few months?
Yeah, we have got quite a lot. Like, we're away next week in Poland.
Poland?
For a festival. Yeah, then we're back to Wales for festival number 6. Then we've got some Cardiff shows.
Boys Fest as well, yeah.
We've got some Cardiff shows with Spotted in Peace and playing like Triple Crown and stuff in Cardiff. And then
doing
we've got some
a special
London
gig
shows.
For domestic abuse.
Yeah,
in
so
London,
we're basically doing a show in London. It's at Dingwalls, I believe. And it's for a charity because. Is that something we were literally like, as soon as we got sent, we were like, yeah, we'll 100% do this. Because it's a charity, for people who get like domestically and physically and sexually abused. So it's like everything goes to that charity. So if you want to buy a ticket, like, go to our Twitter or our Instagram.
If you're going to come and see us, just go.
Yeah, I think that's the one like we're going to. Yeah. We're going to be like, that's where it's come to.
It's in mainland Europe.
Yeah, we hope so.
We're meant to be quiet over the winter, but it doesn't really look that way.
We're like, it takes everything off, and then we're like, actually, let's not.
I think we'll be gigging up a fair bit, and then maybe we could drop off towards the end of the year to finish like loads of recordings we got done, start some new ones, and then by next year we'll be looking at doing some more big things.
And do you see your work as well? How are you going to fit that in with work?
I
Sick,
I just bought a cafe, yeah.
About
2 months ago. But I was working in that same cafe for 3 years, but the old owner loved me and so gave me a really nice offer for it, and I've now got to deal with that as well.
Wow.
It's pretty mental, I'm not gonna lie, but it's I love it, and I get all the free coffee in the world. It seems like it's free, but I'm now the one buying it, so it's not.
I get loads of free coffee.
Yeah, he gets it. Yeah, the band get loads of free coffee.
So can we expect a lot of new music out from you guys soon?
Hopefully, yeah.
Depends
how the crime fighting.
Yeah. I've been like, I don't know, I think the perfect way to, I feel like, to answer this question is we've like been recording a lot and doing a lot of stuff. And I think we've got a lot of stuff that is going to be out and it will be out. I feel like, because we've done like so much and so much gigging and loads of this sort of stuff, when we get all the rest of the stuff done, we'll be like, you know, in a better shape, you know, next year to be releasing music and be more constant and release something of actual worth. And everyone has been asking about an album sort of question, and I think like for us anyway, we'd like it to be the best album it could possibly be. So we just want people to like sit tight and expect certain bits of music, and then finally we'll bring out the album and it'll be like 10 times better than it would if we just rushed it and released it.
We've been really, really busy as a band this year. We were in America in March, and since then it's just been constant gigging.
Before that we've been really busy.
Since then, pretty much up to now.
All year. There's a lot changing in the back office of the band and everything that's... I think one thing we've learned from this is, as amazing as it is to be playing gigs, there's a lot of waiting behind the scenes as well for certain things, and there's a lot of things you can't really do until certain things are done. And I think until these things, certain things can be done, we're just going to keep playing and keep gigging, break something up.
It's like having a roast instead of a pot noodle. You put your time and effort into making a really decent
lamb. You leave in the oven and wait. And when it's ready.
The analogies that are flying out.
Yeah.
That's perfect, actually. I like that.
It's like you sit down and have a roast with you, and it's brilliant.
Yeah.
So I've just interviewed Himalayas, and I found out that they've never actually climbed the Himalayas, so a little bit disappointed with that. But we had such a good chat. They were talking about superheroes, biscuits. It was just great banter.
It did look like you're having a really good time.
I was, yeah. We had a great time, and I'm really excited to go see them because I think they're going to be fantastic.
I just interviewed Todd from The Wombats, and he's such a lovely guy, and he was telling me all about their songwriting techniques, how he's got a studio in Norway, so that was really cool to find out. And The Wombats are going on stage later, so we're really excited to hear them. So I'm here with Todd from The Wombats. How have you found Reading and Leeds so far?
Yeah, really good. We played Reading yesterday, and it was a bit of a hectic day, to be honest, because we did 2 shows in one day. We did like a secret show earlier in the day as well, the BBC introducing, which was really punky and fun. And then obviously did the main set later on, which was crazy. It was like a huge crowd, and at some point I think I saw like 5 mosh pits in different locations in the crowd, so yeah, pretty mental, to be honest.
And you've booked your UK tour, which starts in January. What can fans expect from that?
Yeah, obviously super excited to be playing some bigger rooms and different rooms to what we've done in the past. And obviously playing Wembley Arena is a bit of a milestone. It's one of those things that you kind of like when you play as a teenager, you're kind of like, oh, you know, maybe one day we'll be playing that kind of thing. And when it's actually becoming reality, it's a pretty surreal moment.
And you've had a really positive response from the latest album. Has it spurred you to kind of start writing more already?
Yeah, we are actually releasing 2 new songs. It's kind of like an extension of the current album. It's going to be 2 more songs added on to, I see, like a deluxe version or whatever that, and then we'll start working on album 5 early next year, I reckon.
And from your first album to now, would you say that your sound has matured or like changed in like a massive way?
Yeah, no, you obviously take on everything that you learn along the way, and since the first album we worked in some ridiculous studios all over the world, really, like with some really amazing producers, you pick up stuff here and there, and obviously like I've gotten really into like the production techniques and how to do, you know, you start getting geeky about gear and stuff, and I got a studio in Oslo, so a lot of the demos was done there, and obviously spurred a lot of the you know, was a big kind of influence on how the album ended up sounding.
So do all three of you write the songs collaboratively, or is it kind of a one?
It's different. Murph is the lyricist. He writes the words for sure. It's his stories, it's his kind of like life experiences a lot of the time. But actually on this album we did a lot more kind of collaborative kind of. We have done in the past, but this album we did some sessions where we're like, okay, let's start with nothing. Because usually we would start with like an idea, like Murph will come in with an acoustic guitar and you know, sing a pretty much full song, but then we kind of arrange it and like shape it into a Wombats track. But we actually did some sessions where we had nothing, just started off with nothing and started building around a beat or a chord progression or a line or whatever, and then we actually would sit there collaboratively, like, but yeah, we all like to get involved with the writing and the production side of things for sure.
Sounds good. And by the end of the year, what would you have liked to have done by the end of 2019?
I mean hopefully we'll have another album kind of like roughly kind of written at the end of next year, hopefully we can go back into the studio early 2020, or maybe even in the autumn. I don't know, we'll see. It depends how quickly the writing is going, but we don't really want to be super rushing it either, because obviously we need some time off and we got some side projects that we want to get out of our system. Murph's got a side project, I got a side project, Dan's got a side project. We all want to like do something else for a couple of months at least. And
are those side projects all music related?
Yeah, it's music, yeah. Very different, like, I don't know, like genre wise, it's everything from folk to electronica. But there will be music, but not necessarily Wombats songs next year, but hopefully 2020 will be the year of album 5. Yeah.
Well, I look forward to it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Enjoy the performance today.
Cheers.
So I'm here with Ewan and Callum from Bad Sounds. How have you been?
Yeah, very good. Very good, thank you.
And have you been to Leeds before?
No, never been to the festival before. To be honest, I hadn't really gone to many festivals before we started doing the shows. So I'd say at least 95% of the festivals I've ever been to has been doing it as a show first.
And you did Reading yesterday, is that right?
Yeah.
How was that?
Amazing. We're quite late on our stage, which made us, you know, there's like two sides obviously where it's awesome that you're higher up on the bill, but then you're also clashing with a lot of people. So we were very nervous about what the attendance might be, but it was rammed and everyone was like going for it. So we were literally like, as soon as we walked on stage, it was like relief and then a massive adrenaline rush to have a really great show, which it felt like for us.
And your brothers?
Yeah.
And being brothers, have you ever clashed over the music?
We don't have exactly the same music taste, but we have the same like end goal. So I feel like if we ever do, like, we've never fallen out, but like if we ever disagree on something, like, we know that we're both aiming for the same thing, we know that we're both on the same side at the end of it. So I guess like no is the short answer, but the long answer is yes, we disagree quite a lot, but then like once everything is done, like, we've never put anything out that we both, that one of us has thought we shouldn't put out, and vice versa. It's like the reason that Bad Sound sounds the way it does is like Ewan was just saying, it's the balance of both of our sort of tastes and input into the band. So if one of us isn't present, then it becomes something that doesn't feel entirely legit to us.
And Olivia's the only girl in the band. Do you know if she feels any pressures about being the only female?
I don't. We're not exactly like a masculine band, so I think yeah, like, Olivia's in the band because she's our friend and she's a good drummer, not because she's a girl, but it makes no difference either way to us.
And in terms of your shows, what can fans expect?
I always hated live shows and didn't want to do them originally, kind of because I was more into the hip-hop stuff originally, especially. So I didn't want to do them, and Cal convinced me we could make them a spectacle and something fun to go to, because I hate the idea of doing like a live show where you're just playing the songs and it's really boring. So we try and put on a production and have stupid gimmicks going on and
stuff that we think we'd enjoy if we went to watch. Like the last tour we did, we had these massive sculptures of our heads made that shot out lasers from their mouth, and we've done stuff where we like come out into the audience in like a cardboard box and then like burst out of that. It's, yeah, stupid stuff basically.
And what are your plans for the upcoming year, so 2019?
Well, this has been the main year we've been thinking about, to be honest, because we had our album come out last week and we've got the European tour starting in a couple of weeks or a month or so, and then our UK tour, and then we're doing a show in Mexico at the end of the year, and then hopefully going into America maybe. And so that's kind of us up to the end of the year, and then I think we're just going to see where we're at then, and you know, make plans for 2019.
Things have never gone well for us when we plan. It's always like gone best when we've just like had an idea, seen it through, and then seen what happens. So it's, I think it'll just be more of that kind of attitude, yeah, to be honest.
Thank you so much. Hope you have a lovely day.
Thank you.
So that was Sophie with Bad Sounds, and now she's going to interview Fizzy Blood.
Right, so I'm here with Fizzy Blood. Hi guys, how you doing?
Hello.
Now you're from Leeds, is that right?
That's correct.
Is it more special when you're performing in Leeds than anywhere else? Because it's like, it's where you come from.
I don't know. I think every gig, you can't really go into a gig with expectations of how special it's going to be or not. Because I think that's like having a night out and saying it's going to be really good. Like, yeah. New Year's. No one ever has a good time on New Year's because they're always say it's going to be really great and then it's just not. So I think we try and go to every gig with the same attitude of like, we'll see what happens. So hopefully it's going to be a special one.
And you were picked up by BBC Introducing. How did that feel?
Great. Yeah.
It's good.
It's an honour. Well, they asked us to play the big weekend down in was it Swansea? But we had a serious emergency and we had to pull out last minute, which kind of sucked. And I think they felt for us and they offered us to come play here instead, which was really nice of them to do. They didn't have to do that. So.
So far this year, what's been the moment that's made you think, wow, like we've really kind of come a long way?
I'd say the headline shows. Tim got a tuning pedal as well, so he can finally tune that guitar. But yeah, the headline shows were pretty special for us.
Like, yeah,
we sold out Leeds, which was a great achievement. And it's just been ever since them kind of things.
Yeah, and just the fact that like we were saying yesterday in some interviews, like this is supposed to be like our off year. We're like chilling, and it's been busier than last year. So that to us is kind of just a sign of that we should keep going, maybe, you know.
And the lyric video for Strangers was released last week.
That's right. Yeah.
Talk me through the song.
Strangers is just a tune about. It's just an observational song about the way people behave when they're lonely and it's late, and kind of going off the phrase "nothing good happens after 2 a.m. sort of thing.
And where are you heading from here? You doing any more shows?
We've got Wilkstock Festival next week on 31st.
And then we have two headline shows before we go away for a while. So we're going to be playing the Brudenell Social Club in Leeds on the 19th of September and Boston Music Rooms in London on the 21st. So come down. It will be a lot of fun. Yeah. After that, we're going to go away. And it's going to be the last chance you'll get to see us for a long time.
Oh, why's that?
Because we're going to go away and try and write an album.
Oh,
and
wow.
We ain't going to be gigging. We don't want any shows distracting us from it. So.
And are you planning on sticking around after your set to catch some more acts?
We're going to be boozing it up, man.
We had to like set off from Reading pretty early after our set yesterday. So tonight's our kind of party night.
Yeah. And then tomorrow we're going to come back because we really want to see like Rex Orange County and Kendrick and stuff.
But we're getting off like after it finishes, so we're not sticking around like until 2 a.m.
No.
Which we're planning on doing tonight.
Just tonight.
Or we might do.
But we might do.
For one night only.
Hi, I'm Frankie and I'm here with Skendo. So have you guys just arrived at the festival? Or have you been here for a little while?
No, we've been here for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
From about maybe 12:30, I'd say. Yeah. Came from Reading.
From Reading? Yeah. And how was it yesterday?
Crazy. Live, active. It was very active. We stayed up in Manchester last night and come up early morning. So, yeah.
Where did you guys are from originally?
London, South London, from Brixton.
And how did you guys meet?
We just grew up together in the same estate, same area. And that's all.
And what inspired you to start making music?
I don't know, I think the struggle, I'll say.
just what goes on around us and stuff like that. Something like it started off as like maybe I'll say a hobby, something just to do to pass time or whatever for fun, and then we started to take it serious once we saw that we were actually getting some feedback and results from it. We started seeing the numbers coming in, so yeah, that's how that all kicked off.
And as a group, how would you like to be remembered?
Legends.
Legends.
Nah, less than a legend.
Nothing less.
And have you got a lot of new music coming out soon?
Yeah. Whole EP.
And have you been performing quite a lot of it on the stage?
No, we haven't.
No, you haven't?
No, we haven't.
How come? Just keeping it secret?
Yeah.
Preserving it.
So then we're after all of this, and they still get all the songs they've already heard, and bang, let's get a whole new set of songs. Right, this is how we like to treat our fans.
And how are they different from your old songs?
Definitely more versatile. Got some songs in there maybe that the girls might like, because like, it's just like a nice sort of just the deep dark side, I would say. It's just it's very, I would say the EP is a much more uplifting EP.
Okay. And how does it go in the studio when you two make music together?
I'd say each studio session is different. Sometimes we have reoccurring things that happen, like maybe we hear a beat and we just start making writing from there. Sometimes we're at home and we come in and we're prepared. So we just go off the energy, basically, just how the session is going. And we work with different producers and whatnot, so we're just testing out different sounds, stuff like that.
And where's your favourite place ever been that you've performed in?
It sounds kind of corny saying it now, but it has to be either Reading or Leeds. Yeah. Right now, yeah. That is
top most of the performances so far.
Different experience.
The only one that is near it is our actual tour. We had a tour earlier this year, and yeah, in London. That was near the same energy. Yeah.
And a lot of your friends come to your gigs as well?
Yeah.
As much as we can bring.
Yeah. And how are you going to get back down to London? Are you going to go? Are you travelling by train, or have you got like a van that you guys drive down? And do you guys get on quite well then?
Yeah.
Do you argue quite a bit?
No. You know what? Funny enough, we don't argue. None of the brothers, if you're brothers, you don't need to argue.
No.
You can discuss something without having a massive argument about it. That's how we keep the brotherhood. It's tight.
And what song are you both most proud of that you've created together?
I'll say Man About Arms.
What is it about that song?
I think it was more the feedback that we got off of it. Some most viewed songs to this day. And that's now over a year old.
Yeah.
It was just something about it. It was a special moment. It opened kind of a lot of doors for us to go through.
Where do you see yourself a year from now?
Main stage, Reading and Leeds.
Main stage.
Main stage.
Thank you, it's been brilliant talking to you guys.
We've just been to see Wildfront and they were insane.
The energy they brought to that stage.
It was just brilliant. Although I'm still not happy with two of them because they prefer sweet popcorn over salted, and I'm just not about that. So, yeah, I can't look at them in the eye.
See, I like a combination of both.
Or see, and now I can't talk to you either. So, this is too much. Okay, I'm going away.
I'm Frankie, I'm here with Wildfront.
Hello, how's it going?
Yeah, how has it been so far, the festival? You were at Reading yesterday.
Yeah, Reading was insane, really, really great, and so was today. Both amazing. I think they were highlights of the summer for me.
Well, seriously?
Yeah.
Have you played at any other festivals?
We've done
quite a bit. So we did Isle of Wight Festival main stage, which was, to be fair, was like really amazing as well.
Opened British Summertime main stage, Paul Simon's Day. So we've done a few like things for us that have been a bit bucket listy. So
it's been one of those summers where we've done a lot of like, we've all wanted to play Reading and Leeds for a while, we've never done it. So it's like first time. So.
Yeah, that's it.
And have you guys come here before, but just as campers?
Not Leeds.
Mike's been
to Reading.
Mike's been to Reading 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Lost his phone.
Yeah, lost my phone.
You lost your phone?
I was also busy rasping.
Then you didn't manage to find it?
No.
That's my friend.
It's only Nokia though, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You were back in the day, Nokia's.
Yeah, to be fair, that's the... Yeah.
It was a Nokia.
Yeah.
No. It probably survived the fall, to be honest. Probably still has it.
It's still there underneath all the glass, still working.
Yeah, absolutely. I know,
I did that as well. I lost a phone at it was Major Lazer 3 years ago. Lost the phone and somebody picked it up and called me. And I thought I got my phone back.
That's
so
really
I was a bit more lucky, I'm really sorry. I'm just rubbing it in, aren't I?
Sorry, Mike.
And you guys are going on tour in October?
Yeah, I'd like to turn on Saturday, super excited. Doing Southampton, Brighton, London, Liverpool, and Newcastle, is that it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, fancy Scotland? What's this all about?
No, we did Scotland on our last one. We did Glasgow and it was insane.
Really?
Yeah, we loved it. I don't know why we're not going back there, actually. We probably will do soon. And we played Party at the Palace.
Yes.
Recently, which was insane.
Oh, brilliant.
I think
really
with
cool.
This tour, we're keeping it quite small. Like, we're only doing 5 dates.
Yeah.
And we're just kind of doing the... So we've got a bit of a following in Brighton because Jack went to uni there. Newcastle, weirdly, like, I think we've done a few support gigs up there.
Maybe Figure like, Friends up there and James, and so we've got a bit of a following up there as well.
And so we're kind of just trying to pick and choose, like, the set places to play this time round.
The last tour we did
was more of a, like, let's just do everything we can.
And what do you find it difficult about being on tour?
I love it.
I think probably the hardest thing is trying to eat well.
Definitely.
While you're on tour.
There's always a service station. The only thing that ever opens has McDonald's. It's that poor. It's driving enough. Just being in a van for like umpteen hours a day. It's just, our van's quite little, so we're all just like scooched in. But I still love it. It's so fun.
It's all part of it.
Yeah.
Jumping in a van, driving around.
Yeah.
When you guys write lyrics, what's the process going into that?
Me and Josh have recently been writing a lot together. Normally we'll like write a track of music all together in a room and then take it away and put the lyrics over the top of it. We don't really have like a consistent theme.
A lot of that at the moment, I don't think we mean to do this or it's deliberate, but a lot of that at the moment is about relationships. Breakups. Good relationships.
I feel like it has been like that for a while. I feel like we're starting to like do some like more social issues, like things like that as well.
I think that's our like go-to thing at the moment.
Yeah, maybe still.
So I don't think it's deliberate. I think it's just
what comes. Yeah, trying to be open-minded.
And what song are you most proud of?
As a collective, we're all very proud of Rico, which is like the first single we put out. I think that came out exactly how we like wanted, and we're really proud of that one for sure. Physics is probably our favourite one to play live.
There's a new one that we're bringing out, not the next single, but the one afterwards. We've just recorded it. It's really good.
Is that Chemical?
Yeah. We played it for the first time this weekend.
How did it go down?
Good, I think.
Yeah. Our manager said it was their favourite, so that's good.
Well, that's brilliant. That's
nice, yeah. But I think maybe Rico and Physics are probably older ones, but still maybe just our like little favourites. Yeah, I don't think we've ever done a gig without Physics. Ever. I think we've done a couple without Rico, but never without Physics.
But it's been amazing talking to you guys. Thank you so much.
I'm here with the Blinders. Have you guys played Leeds before?
We did, actually. We played in 2016 on a This Feeling stage, which was great. We've always been involved with this festival in some way or another, whether it's been visiting for pleasure or, now we're here on business, if you like. But
it must feel amazing, like, actually playing when you've been here so many times as fans.
Yeah, it's incredibly important to us. This is where we sort of, this is our proving ground as adolescents. So to play it is, it's a real pleasure, yeah.
And you say you played in 2016, what's kind of different this year?
Now that we have an album that we've recorded and we have... A solid set to base that around, so it's much of the same as what 2016 was. A lot of this upcoming album that we are doing has been has felt like a documentation of what we've been doing over the last 2 years. But I think we've matured as people and songwriters, and it's great to be here in 2018. So,
And tell me a bit about your album that's been released. Like, what's the story behind it? What are you trying to put across to people?
Sure. So it's getting released in September 21st. And it was, like I said, it was about 2 years in the making, really. It was a collection of songs that we already had written, along with us allowing us to fit in this theme of dystopian literature and using dystopian language to explain what's going on today in today's society. But musically, it's political punk. It's heavy. It's thrashy. It's a good album.
Dystopian language is quite unusual. So what kind of made you use that to put things across?
I think it was just an attempt to sort of reflect, like say, today's society in sort of an alternate way. We didn't want to sort of reference all the real world, you know, we didn't want to reference Twitter or smartphones kind of thing and make them sort of statements. So we just sort of used, therefore, dystopian literature as a way of sort of using a metaphorical way of doing that, I think. So that was just sort of a perfect tool of a perfect age, you know.
Sounds great. And you played Thursday as well?
Yes, we did.
So what's different about your performance today as opposed to Thursday? Was it pretty much the same?
Yeah, it's a lot shorter. Obviously, we were involved with introducing today, with BBC introducing, so you know, kudos for them for getting behind us and allowing us to headline their stage here at Reading and Leeds Festival. Thursday was a blast, though. You know, it was just a... People, you know, there's not a lot of bands on, so everyone comes down and sees whatever band they want. So yeah, that was a real gas. Yeah.
And how did the whole BBC introducing thing come about?
Christian Carlisle, a friend of ours in back in Doncaster, he does BBC introducing Sheffield. Yeah, he brought us into it. If you like, and then was it Manchester?
Yeah, Manchester
as well. Yeah.
And have you got any more tours planned for this year? Next 4 months?
Yeah, just after the album's out in October, November. Yeah, full UK tour, 22 days, check it out.
Yeah. And what are your plans for 2019? Are you going to write any more?
Yeah, I imagine I mean, we like to make progress for the sake of progress, you know. We're all about changing our sound and our image and vision, if you like. So, after this album's done and this tour is done, you know, that has been set in stone. That's there. It exists. It's time to move on. So yeah, we will be writing and chucking a load of old songs out and in with the new. So
amazing. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Who are you planning on seeing?
Well, we were going to see Post Malone.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No. I don't know. But I think Fizzy Blood on the introducing stage. Yeah. And then to drink plenty of beer, really.
Great. Sounds great.
Thank you.
So we've just had a wee wander around the festival and it's such good vibes. Like, everybody's having a great time.
I'm so happy.
I know, and the food's brilliant.
And I keep spotting people from Hollyoaks and I keep getting really excited.
I know, like, actual fangirl over here.
Yeah.
I've never seen Hollyoaks, so, like, you're just saying, oh, this person's in it. I'm like, right, whatever. But, you know, like, it's quite cool. It's quite cool that we've seen all these famous people.